Krishna Book, Canto 21, Odds and Ends, Chapter 88, Scene 5, Lord Narayana Saves Lord Shiva. While Shukadeva Goswami was narrating the history of Vrika Asura, he addressed Maharaj Parikshit as Bharata, referring to Parikshit's birth in a family of devotees. Maharaj Parikshit was saved by Lord Krishna while Parikshit was in his mother's womb. Similarly, Parikshit could have asked Lord Krishna to save him from the curse of the Brahmana, but Parikshit did not do so. The demon Vrika Asura, however, wanted to become immortal by killing everyone with the touch of his hand. Lord Shiva could understand this, but because he had promised, Lord Shiva gave Vrika Asura the benediction. The demon, however, being very sinful, immediately decided that he would use the benediction to kill Lord Shiva and take away his wife Gauri or Parvati for his own personal enjoyment. Vrika Asura immediately decided to place his hand on the head of Lord Shiva. Thus, Lord Shiva was put into an awkward position because he was endangered by his own benediction to a demon. This is also another instance of a materialistic devotee's misusing the power derived from the demigods. Without further deliberation, the demon Vrika Asura immediately approached Lord Shiva to place his hand on Lord Shiva's head. Lord Shiva was so afraid of Vrika Asura that his body trembled, and he began to flee from the land to the sky, and from the sky to other planets, until Lord Shiva reached the limits of the universe above the higher planetary systems. Lord Shiva fled from one place to another, but the demon Vrika Asura continued to chase him. The predominating deities of other planets, such as Lord Brahma, Indra, and Chandra, could not find any way to save Lord Shiva from the impending danger. Wherever Lord Shiva went, they remained silent. At last, Lord Shiva approached Lord Vishnu, who was situated within this universe on the planet known as Shvetadvipa. Shvetadvipa is the local Vaikuntha planet beyond the jurisdiction of the influence of the external energy. Lord Vishnu, in his all-pervasive feature, remains everywhere. But wherever he remains personally is the Vaikuntha atmosphere. In Bhagavad Gita it is stated that Lord Krishna remains within the heart of all living entities. As such, Lord Krishna remains within the heart of many low-born living entities. But that does not mean that Krishna is low-born. Wherever Krishna remains is transformed into Vaikuntha. And so the planet within this universe, known as Shvetadvipa, is also Vaikuntha Loka. It is said in the Shastras that residential quarters within the forest are in the mode of goodness. Residential quarters in big cities, towns, and villages are in the mode of passion. And residential quarters in an atmosphere where indulgence in the four sinful activities of illicit sex, intoxication, meat-eating, and gambling predominate are in the mode of ignorance. But residential quarters in a temple of Vishnu, the Supreme Lord, are in Vaikuntha. It doesn't matter where the temple is situated, but the temple itself, wherever it may be, is Vaikuntha. Similarly, the Shvetadvipa planet, although within the material jurisdiction, is Vaikuntha. Lord Shiva finally entered Shvetadvipa Vaikuntha. In Svetadvipa, there are great saintly persons who are completely free from the envious nature of this material world, and they are beyond the jurisdiction of the four principles of material activities, namely religiousness, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. Anyone who enters into that Vaikuntha planet never comes back again to this material world. Lord Narayan is celebrated as a lover of his devotees. And as soon as Lord Narayan understood that Lord Shiva was in great danger, Narayana appeared as a brahmachari and personally approached Lord Shiva in order to receive him from a distant place. Lord Krishna appeared as a perfect brahmachari with a belt around his waist, a sacred thread, deerskin, brahmachari stick, and raudra beads. Dressed as a brahmachari, Lord Narayana stood before Lord Shiva. The shining effulgence emanating from his body attracted not only Lord Shiva, but also the demon Vrikaasura. Lord Narayan offered his respects and obeisances unto Vrikaasura just to attract his sympathy and attention. Thus checking the demon, Lord Krishna addressed him, "My dear son of Shakuni, you appear to be very tired, as if coming from a very distant place. What is your purpose? Why have you come so far? I see that you are very tired and fatigued, so I request you to take a little rest. You should not unnecessarily tire your body. Everyone greatly values one's body, because it is with this body only that one can fulfill all the desires within one's mind. We should not, therefore, unnecessarily give trouble to the body." The brahmachari addressed Vrikaasura as the son of Shakuni just to convince him that he was known to his father Shakuni. Vrikaasura then took the brahmachari to be someone known to his family, and therefore the brahmachari's sympathetic words appealed to Vrikaasura. Before the demon could argue that he had no time to take rest, Lord Krishna began to inform Vrikaasura about the importance of one's body, and the demon was convinced. Any man, especially a demon, takes one's body to be very important. Thus, Vrikaasura became convinced about the importance of his own body. Then, just to pacify the demon, the brahmachari told him, "My dear Vrikaasura, if you think that you can disclose the mission for which you have taken the trouble to come here, then maybe I shall be able to help you so that your purpose will be easily served." Indirectly, Lord Krishna informed Vrikaasura that because Lord Krishna is the supreme Brahman, certainly he would be able to adjust the awkward situation created by Lord Shiva. The demon was greatly pacified by the sweet words of Lord Narayan in the form of a brahmachari. And at last, Vrikaasura disclosed all that had happened in regard to the benediction offered by Lord Shiva. Lord Krishna then replied to the demon, "I myself cannot believe that Lord Shiva has in truth given you such a benediction, for as far as I know, Lord Shiva is not in a sane mental condition. He had a quarrel with his father-in-law, Daksha, and has been cursed to become a Pishacha ghost. Thus, Lord Shiva has become the leader of the ghosts and hobgoblins. Therefore, I cannot put any faith in his words. But if you have faith, still in the words of Lord Shiva, my dear king of the demons, then why don't you make an experiment by putting your hand on your own head? If the benediction proves false, then you can immediately kill this liar, Lord Shiva, so that in the future he will not dare to give out false benedictions. In this way, by the sweet words of Lord Narayana, and by the expansion of Narayana's superior illusion, the demon became bewildered, and Vrikkaasura actually forgot the power of Lord Shiva and his benediction. Vrikkaasura was thus very easily persuaded to put his hand on his own head. And as soon as the demon did that, Vrikkaasura's head cracked as if struck by thunder, and he immediately died. The demigods from heaven began to shower flowers upon Lord Narayana, praising him with all glories and all thanksgiving, and they offered obeisances to Lord Krishna. Upon the death of Vrikkaasura, all the denizens in the higher planetary systems, namely the demigods, the pittas, the gandharvas, and the inhabitants of Janaloka, began to shower flowers upon the personality of Godhead. Thus, Lord Vishnu, in the form of a brahmachari, released Lord Shiva from the impending danger and saved the whole situation. Lord Narayana then informed Lord Shiva that this demon, Vrikkaasura, was actually killed as the result of his own sinful activities. The Asura was especially sinful and offensive because he wanted to experiment on his own master, Lord Shiva. Lord Narayan then told Lord Shiva, my dear Lord Shiva, a person who commits an offense to great souls cannot continue to exist. He or she becomes vanquished by one's own sinful activities. And this is certainly true of this demon who has committed such an offensive act against you. Thus, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, who is transcendental to all material qualities, Lord Shiva was saved from being killed by a demon. Anyone who hears this history with faith and devotion certainly becomes liberated from material entanglement as well as from the clutches of one's enemies. Thus ends chapter 88, scene 5. Lord Narayana saves Lord Shiva. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. Raudra beads are different from Tulsi beads. Raudra beads are used by the devotees of Lord Shiva. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, Lord Shiva entered the planet of Shvetadvipa, a special outpost of the spiritual world within the confines of this material universe. There, on a beautiful white island surrounded by the celestial ocean of milk, Lord Vishnu rests on the serpent bed of Ananta Sheshanag, making himself available to demigods when they need help. Srila Sridhar Swami concludes this chapter with the following statement. Bhakta Sankatam Alokya Kripa Purna Hrid Ambuja Giritrang Chitra Vakyatu Mokshayam Asa Keshava. When Lord Keshava saw the danger confronting his devotee, his lotus-like heart became filled with sympathy. Thus, Krishna delivered Lord Shiva from the consequences of his own eloquent words.